I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Your new way to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
It's summertime. It's blazing outside.
Summertime.
Summertime.
I love that we were just in two totally different genres.
You know what, though? There are so many summertime songs.
I know.
And we're going to be playing them right here on Camel Country 107.9. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about summertime locations like lakes.
I love a good lake. Couldn't tell you the last time I went to a lake, but I love it.
Powell.
Yep. Haven't been
lake.
There.
Pleasant.
Also haven't been there.
Bartlett Lake.
I think I've been to that one.
It's a pretty good one, too.
I think.
I rented a boat on it. It's not a bad time.
That's fun.
But there is one lake that I am mystified by that I have yet to go to.
Okay.
Because I've heard about it growing up before I even came and lived here in Arizona. Lake Havasu.
Ah, the Lake Havasu.
USA Today ranked Lake Havasu the 10th best lake in the country.
That's actually really impressive because we got a lot of lakes.
We have very popular lakes.
Yeah.
Lake Tahoe, I would say, is probably one of the most popular lakes. Of course, the Great Lakes in Michigan, Lake Superior, Lake Michigan.
All the Great Lakes.
Salt Lake in Salt Lake.
Lake Havasu is, though, one of those ones that you just grow up always knowing, and I also have never been there.
Yeah.
I've never even driven by it.
We need to get out there. It's also ranked the 6th best lake for water sports, which
really?
You know me. I think I talk about a boat or some type of watercraft on this show at least once a minute.
I would love to go to Lake Havasu.
And it's Windsor Beach was named the 6th best lakeside beach in the country.
Really?
Dude.
That's... I know that people hear lists like this and they're like, meh, you know, whatever. Like, but that's impressive. Because it's not like this is something that is, oh, there's like 50 of these in the world or in the country. So like making a top 10 is kind of like, you know, you got one in 50. This is one in thousands.
Yeah, absolutely. Lake of the Ozarks.
Exactly.
Like if you haven't heard of those.
And we're sitting number 6?
We're sitting 6th best lake for water sports and 6th best beach in the country, but we're the 10th overall best lake in the country.
That's insane.
Fun fact.
Yes.
The original London Bridge is at Lake Havasu.
What?
I will explain.
Please
do. Apparently, they were going to demolish it. Guys, history buffs, don't get cranky on me. I'm saying like the roundabout history of it.
Okay.
They were going to demolish it in London. They decided some really rich dude, was like, take it down brick by brick and rebuild it in Arizona.
You lie.
At Lake Havasu.
I'm Googling this.
Abe, can you fact check me on that?
It's true.
Okay, it's true. Boom.
Many years of having to write trivia. Yes, it's true.
Isn't that crazy?
That's insane. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Oh, man. So what are we thinking? Havasu trip?
I would actually love a weekend Havasu trip. That sounds like so much fun.
Oh, maybe we can do a Nico and Cheyenne Havasu trip and invite the Camel Nation.
Oh my God, that would be so cool.
And like rent out like a hotel or something, like Airbnbs or something. I don't know.
That would be so much fun. And they get some boats. Yes, a
sunset sail.
Stop it. You guys, I love a booze cruise.
Coming to Camel Country very soon, the Nico and Cheyenne Havasu weekend.
First annual Havasu weekend.
Let's do it.
Inaugural.
Let's go.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited and we haven't even officially done it yet.
That was easy.
That sounds lovely.
Lake Havasu, guys. Top 10 in the country.
Woo!
That's super strong.
It is. That is holding steady.
And I've yet to go visit.
Neither have I.
I feel like I've let Arizona down.
You know what? Same. There's a lot of places in Arizona I haven't been, and I feel terrible about it.
I pride myself on like visiting every... I've been out to Lake Powell. I've been out to Page, Arizona, and I haven't been to Havasu. Producer AB Baby, have you gone?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you used to do like...
I would hope so.
I used to work for a station that did spring break.
Broadcast
events, remotes and broadcasts.
Oh, that's so cool. Putting that on the list of things to do.
Yep. We'll see you in February. But in the meantime, we got to get a trip out there. We got Justine in Phoenix. What's up? What's going on this morning?
Nothing much. How are you guys doing today?
We're fantastic. How are you?
We're amazing.
I'm doing great. I'm talking to you guys.
We are excited about the prospect of putting together a little adventure.
I am down for an adventure to Havasu.
We need, Nico.
We work so hard.
So hard.
That we deserve this.
I think so.
Yeah.
Can you help us out with that?
Yeah, of course. I go to the lake all the time. We can hit Kokomo's. We can hit BJ's.
Ooh.
You know, I know the guy that rents out the boats. He has a little crush on me. We can get into anywhere we need to go.
I love a good crush hookup because it's way better than any other hookup you're ever going to get.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I could be like, hey, dude, my name's Nico. And he'd be like, yeah, okay, full price.
He'd be like, that's cool.
Full price, bud.
Be like, I know Justine. He'll be like, you know my Justine?
Oh. Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah.
The name Justine will get you through the door.
Okay, so far the trip, we've got a boat secured through Justine. We're going to party at BJ's and Kokomo's.
Can you party at BJ's and Kokomo's? What are those?
Oh, yeah, they're nightclubs.
Oh. Oh,
yeah.
Ooh.
Oh,
a
yeah.
nightclub that's, on Lake Havasu?
The best nightclub.
Hey,
the
Justine.
Best nightclub.
Do you like a good daiquiri?
Of course.
Nice. I like a good daiquiri.
Which one do you go for?
It doesn't matter. If there's alcohol in it, I'm going to drink it.
You sound like a Lake Havasuer.
Yo.
That was the perfect answer.
The Camel Nation never surprises me. All right, so what else are we doing? Are we going on like a midnight dinner cruise or is that like lame?
A dinner cruise sounds fun. I've never done it, but we can definitely do the first for everything.
The read between the lines on her was that sounds
so lame.
It was the for me.
It sounds very classy, which in Havasu terms means nope.
No.
It sounds like we're 60.
All right, Well, thank you, Justine. I'm going to get your information. We're definitely going to put something together, okay?
All right, can't wait.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
We got a first timer coming up.
Okay, what does that mean?
This means a 10-year-old reached out to me because she wants to straighten out her mom. So Hannah hit us up and said, I don't want to tell you what she said.
Okay.
I got to break this news to Shelly.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Let's call her up.
Hello?
Hi, is this Shelly?
Yeah, this is Shelly. Who is this?
Hi, Shelly. It's Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
Oh, okay. Hi, Nico.
You're up.
Apparently. That makes a lot more sense.
It's Nico and Cheyenne, actually. We are calling you from Camel, and I have news from your daughter, Hannah.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's very interesting. She is literally sitting next to me right now.
By the way, I believe this is the first time we're breaking news from a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
I would assume.
Who has reached out to us. And
Shelly, my God, Hannah.
Hannah wanted us, Cheyenne and I, to tell you to stop changing the radio station.
Oh, my God.
She said that every morning when you guys are in the car together, whenever those commercials come on, you are quick to change the channel, and she yells at you every morning, which I agree.
I also agree.
I got Hannah's back on this one, Shelly.
Well, I mean, yes, the commercials drive me crazy. We fight about this every morning. I swear to God. Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, being that Cheyenne and I make up the majority of the commercials on this radio station.
I know. You're basically just getting a lot of us.
You're just listening to us more.
Yeah.
That is fair. And you know what? Because of that, I pledge right now on the radio to stop changing the station. I will do it. No more fights about it.
Yeah.
That's what we were looking for. And also, can we just take a minute to tell Hannah that we are very impressed with the fact that she was able to contact us?
Yeah.
And get us to do this at 10. Like, that's impressive.
The kids are all right.
My kids are all right.
She is a genius, and she's obviously a very smart listener.
And I'm okay with it.
If she says to not ever change the channel. So thank you for your commitment. We're going to hold you to it, and we're going to check back in a couple months and find out if you are really sticking with Camel.
Sounds good. Well, I know what will happen if I change the channel now.
She will absolutely let us know, for sure.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning. Instagram is weird. It's a weird place.
I'll be honest with you. If I could do away with social media completely, I would absolutely do it.
1,000%.
I feel like it's a mind suck. I feel like no one's benefiting from anything ever.
Not at all.
I never go, oh, I need to learn something. Let me jump on Instagram.
Yeah, no, not at all.
I jump on YouTube.
Because YouTube is a helpful place sometimes.
Let's see how they did that.
Yeah.
But not Instagram.
No. And it's getting even weirder now that there's like close friend stories. Now, I don't mind a good close friend story for people that like I know, right? Yeah. Like, my personal friends have close friend stories, and they tell juicy things there. And I'm like, oh, that's sweet. Like, that's where you get, like, the gossip, right?
Okay.
What's getting weird, though, is that influencers that I follow or, like, content creators, I am now on their close friend story.
Mm.
Why? It's not anything special. So now I'm over here thinking, did you go in to, because when you go to make a close friend story,
yeah,
you have to click people into it. Uh-huh. Like, so are they going in to make a close friend story and then make the list and they're literally putting all of their followers on this so that they feel special? Because when you're on a close friend story, it shows up as green.
You can't just select all on those and just like send it to everybody?
No, you have to individually click people.
Okay.
Into your close friend story. But like, are you putting people at like whole masses to feel special and more connected to you?
Yes.
That's yuck.
Here's my question. Uh-huh. Are you close friends with these people?
No.
So you're like,
I just followed you because you're probably an attractive man with your shirt off. I'm gonna be honest.
I follow
a lot of content creators who are like in the fitness industry. And now I'm in their close friend story and I don't know why. And it's not like it's saucy, spicy stuff. It's normal content.
Yeah, yeah. They just want to make you feel special.
They don't. They're making me feel weird. And now I want to unfollow you because I'm on your weird close friend story that's not even spicy.
Well, you figured it out because I'll tell you what. Anytime I see a green story pop up on Instagram, that means it's a close friend story.
Yes.
It's a close friend.
Right?
So I'm like, oh yeah, that's cool that they shared that with me.
Right.
Whatever it is.
Like, there's people in this building who I am on their close friend story list, and I'm always here for it because it's always something a little bit different.
Like an engagement announcement. Maybe a baby's on the way. I would love to see that. That's a close friend share.
I mean, yeah.
That you might not want to go public with.
That's true. That's a good point.
That's my point. Is that like if they're just sharing, hey, you know, life hack, just started eating the protein bowl at Chipotle. Here it is.
That's not a close friend thing.
That's not a close friend
thing. But it is for some of these people. I'm like, why are you doing that? Is that a new thing on Instagram for content creators to do?
Yeah, I think it's just another opportunity. It reminds me of when I used to be friends with a lot of party promoters.
Mm-hmm.
They would send out a mass text message. And it always say, hey, dude, why don't you come hang out tonight? I'd love to see you. It's been a while. I'm ordering 3 bottles, so we're going to have a lot of fun. So I'm thinking,
the same thing.
Ooh, they sent that to me. And I would respond and go, yeah, bro, we're partying tonight. And they'd be like, who's this?
No!
Just let me know who it is.
That's way worse.
So I can put your name on the list. And I'll go, oh man, you don't even have me saved in your phone anymore?
That's way worse than what I got going
on. That's kind of like what they're doing. They're sending out a mass message that kind of seems personalized, but also, it ain't personal.
I'm unfollowing people.
I'm glad you see through the BS.
I did. I was like, there's no way. Like, why would you pick me out of all the people?
Yeah.
You have 700,000 followers.
Yeah, I follow Tom Cruise, and I get the green bubble all the time. I'm like, oh, hey, buddy, Tom. It's me and you, bud. We're ride or die for
you
life.
You love Tom Cruise so much.
No, but if I was on his real friends ID or whatever, close friends, oh, my God.
You'd be in his DM so hard.
I'd be next level.
Yeah.
So
it would be. I would be scared for Tom.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
It is ready officially, Cheyenne. I've been working on it for a couple days.
Okay.
I had to move everything from one side of the garage to the other so we can officially put my wife's car in the garage. So she doesn't have to step into the inferno every day.
That's so nice of you.
And she's going to love it. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Brooklyn is in Mesa. Brooklyn, what are you looking for an amen for this morning?
So my daughter, she just turned 3, and I put her in swim school because, you know, why not have an extracurricular activity and a life skill on her belt?
Absolutely, especially here because...
And also, yeah.
Swimming is important here.
There's a lot of issues with swimming.
And unfortunate issues. Yeah.
We get it. We get it.
Yeah.
We want to keep her kids safe.
Right. Of course. Of course. Being that she's young, you know. And then, so she just graduated, and I'm so excited because Aww. Now I can tell everybody I have a genius of a baby.
Oh, that's so cute.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
No matter how big or small, Camel Nation, we would love to hear your story this morning.
Because we want to celebrate you.
Call us up, 602-894-5653.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
It is that time once again. We do it every single morning at 7:30 a.m. It's Nico and Cheyenne playing The Secret Sound with Danny in Santan. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Are you ready to play Secret Sound?
I'm so ready.
All right, Cheyenne. Tell her what she can win.
If she guesses The Secret Sound, she's going to get a 4-3-day, one park per day package into Disneyland, along with a 2-night hotel stay at one of their Disneyland Resort hotels and parking.
Have awesome. You been listening to the guesses?
I have not, I'll be honest. I have not been able to catch it. I just miss it, or I'm in a meeting or anything like that. So.
Honesty is the best policy, so we appreciate the honesty.
All right, well.
So we're shooting in the dark.
I really wish you luck then.
I have one clue. I got one clue that Nico likes the smell of it.
Oh,
well,
oh,
that could be. Okay. That could be anything.
All right.
That's
this
fair.
Is going very sideways. Let's play The Secret Sound.
Camel Country 107.9.
The Secret Sound.
Presented by Pro Skill Services.
Danny and Santan, you get one guess. What is this secret sound?
Danny, what do you think that secret sound
man.
Is?
I'm thinking like NASCAR races.
Oh.
I mean, that's valid because we do frequent NASCAR races.
No,
that's not it. Oh,
NASCAR it. Races.
No, but I hear what you're hearing and it makes sense because like we go to those. Yeah.
And I like that she kept it very vague.
She did.
Because she was like, NASCAR races?
I'm not a NASCAR.
I'm not just going to say the car itself because it could be like, you know, the guy who's driving around.
People in the background.
Yeah. No, I got it. No, that is not it. But
that's
thank
not
you.
The secret sound.
Thank you so much for playing today.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Have a good morning.
Thanks, you too.
Well,
that
clearly,
was...
Danny, she has good ears, but she does not listen. Does that make
like
sense?
She just pissed off a lot of people. But also, don't be mad, because it gives you guys another chance to get back at it tomorrow.
Hey, you know what, Camel Nation? It's on you. All right? Another clue coming up at 5 o'clock today. And I'm pretty sure the clue is going to give away the entire secret sound.
Yeah, probably.
But you got to listen to Matt, Gabe, and Captain Ron 5 p.m. today, and then we play again tomorrow at 7:30. Our kids get smarter and smarter every day, and unfortunately, we get dumber and dumber.
The realest statement of the entire week.
That's what it seems like.
It does, though.
Come to find out, your son Easton is...
He's trying to be a little swindler.
He's finagling.
He is trying to finagle. So Easton has a checklist that he does every day. Mind you, Easton is 8. He's going to the 3rd grade. And he's got this checklist that has to be done. There's like 6-7 things on there, but they're things that just should be done, right?
Yeah.
Like make your bed, clean your room. He vacuums the couches from like the animal hair, and he vacuums downstairs. He unloads the dishwasher.
And this happens every day. When he's in school?
No, this is his summertime checklist.
Okay. Good.
The school time one is different, but they're things that help keep the house running, and they're things that he can do to be responsible and help the house, right?
Yeah.
So the other day, I get a text from my mom that's like, hey, just so you know, Easton's checklist isn't done. He woke up with a lot of aches and pains this morning because he gets growing pains really bad, which if anybody has a remedy for that, let me know.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, we'll give him a little bit of the morning to like relax and rest, and then it's time to go. So I get home, I ask him how he's doing. He's like, he's fine or whatever. And I'm like, hey, it's time to get your checklist done. So he goes about his merry way. He comes to me about 15 minutes later. He's like, question, mom. And I was like, ugh, what? He's like, if I get my checklist done, can we go to the pool?
Oh.
And I said, no.
Oh.
And he goes, well, why? I got my checklist done. And here was a learning moment for him. But B, my mom and I both laughed because she knew that I was about to have the same conversation with my kid as she had with me growing up.
Right.
We don't do allowances in my house.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We also don't reward you for doing things that you are just supposed to do to help keep the house running.
Okay.
It is constantly a conversation in my house that, like, we're all a gear in an engine. And if one of us misses a gear, it messes the engine up and we don't run as smoothly as we should. We all have our things, right? Like,
yeah.
I have to make dinner every day. I don't get rewarded for that. So we had to have the conversation of, like, we'll go to the pool, but we're not going to the pool because you finished
your checklist.
Your checklist. Your checklist is your daily things that you just need to do because it helps me, therefore it helps you.
Yeah, yeah.
You get rewarded on things I don't have to ask you to do that are outside of what you need to do. So, like, if you notice that there is a load of wet clothes in the laundry and you move them over to the dryer, which he's totally capable of doing, that is when you would get an extra, like, thank you. And however I feel, like, we just don't do allowances in my house. So this kid tries to haggle me, trying to get, I mean, I would have taken him to the pool anyways.
Listen, he has been reading up on child labor laws. And he's like, hold on a second, lady.
Something of here does not exist. Unfortunately,
you got me doing all this work.
Child labor laws don't exist when it's a family-owned business. And our family-owned business says no. So I stand on that.
I need to teach my kid how this works. To say that he doesn't help out around the house at all is an understatement. In fact, all he does is make a mess in the kitchen, in his playroom, in his bedroom, in the living room. I'm like, why are 90% of your toys relocated to our living room? This is not your playroom.
There's only a handful of toys I allow in the living room.
Yeah. Because
the living room is also my space. Like, if you want to play with your hordes of toys,
exactly,
that's fine. But you have a bedroom. Keep the mess in there.
I came downstairs one weekend. I'll never forget this. I slept in about 8:30, 9 o'clock. This kid was sitting on the couch with a bag of chips, his toys all over the coffee table.
Uh-huh.
He's playing his own TV shows on the projector.
And he's living his best life.
Have been sipping a bourbon. I was like,
let me guess, you walked out the corner with, hey, Dad.
Any more comfortable?
Capri Sun on the rocks.
I wish I could tell you that it was from anything like really chill, but honestly, the routine that we have and what we have set up in my house is purely because I am a single parent.
Yeah.
And have been for so long
I know
that it has to be this way.
Obviously, every family dynamic is different.
Yeah.
As of you giving your son an allowance, you're closer to it than me because this kid does nothing. So I'm not giving him charity money.
No.
And plus, what is he spending money on?
Yeah.
No.
It's fine.
It ain't happening.
No.
But if somebody has a system that maybe is like in between somehow and you want to hit us up, I would love to hear it.
I'm here for suggestions.
My son's also eight years old. Mm-hmm. We're just getting into that, like, starting to have responsibilities. So 602-894-5653, Camel Nation. What do you do with your kids? Brenda Garcia.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Brenda. Where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from Casa Grande.
So we're talking about allowances. Cheyenne's like, nah, you ain't getting an allowance. I'm a slave driver. I'm going to bust your butt.
I just don't think you should get an allowance for things that help continue to make the house run. Like, they're your normal
I like that
chores.
You're convincing your son that there's, like, some type of mechanical
no,
process that your house works.
Agree.
You agree. Okay, no allowance for your kids.
Tell us why, Brenda.
So, like, my kids are still in elementary, so there's no reason why they need to be spending any money.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I like that.
But their allowance is their tablet time.
Ooh.
Ah.
So their a tablet or their iPad is a privilege to have an iPad.
Yes, so, Brenda. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Do
That's
we parent in the same
you
house?
Have your checklist. They have their checklist. But if you go beyond your checklist or if you do your checklist without me even telling you, like, let's say you get ready early in the morning and you have time to do it before you get home from school and you do it, then maybe, just maybe, you have some extra iPad time.
Yes.
Because I didn't have to tell you when you got home to do your checklist.
I am operating my home totally incorrectly.
Brenda, I stand in solidarity with you and your type of parenting.
I love that.
You are me and I am you and I'm here for it.
Brenda,
it's phenomenal.
No, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for the call. And also, do you have any free time to come over and teach my wife a few things? Camel Country, good morning. Who's this? Where are you from?
Hi, good morning. This is Mariah. I'm from Buckeye.
Mariah in Buckeye, what do you think about this whole allowance situation?
You know what? I have a 2-year-old, and he better earn his keep around here. He better help me, you know what I'm saying?
A 2?
Yes. Yes.
What?
He knows what he's doing, and he can help around here.
Oh, I love you. You are amazing. That's phenomenal.
The only thing I'm doing at 2 years old is cuddling in nice warm laundry that just came out of the dryer.
What chores do you have him do, Mariah?
I mean, I just have him, like, put his stuff away. He cleans up his toys before he comes back inside.
Wow.
I totally agree with the... like, the living room is my space, and you have a whole room.
Love that.
Like, exactly.
If you can walk, you can work.
If you can walk, you can work.
Exactly.
Do we need to review bathroom etiquette for senior citizens?
Oh, I mean, it's possible, but I guess it depends on why.
I don't think my dad did this or does it, but...
Is your dad in his 70s?
Yeah, he's 75.
Really?
Yeah. When he goes into the men's room, he don't give anything about nobody.
So it's a yet. He hasn't done it.
Well, I don't know. I don't remember the last time I stood next to my dad at a urinal, but
that's true. Yeah.
You said you experienced this from an advanced age man.
I didn't card him or anything.
Okay, so what happened?
I walked into the bathroom at Harkins and was startled because this dude had his pants all the way down to his ankles standing at the urinal.
That's wild.
Luckily, just the pants. The boxers, for some reason, he kept like at a reasonable, like there was no cheeks.
He didn't take them down in tandem.
No.
That's even funnier. Like,
that's normally when I take down my pants, I'm taking them down in tandem.
Together.
Like, they're both going together.
Like, you grab both waistbands and pull down.
Usually. But it caught me off guard. I tried to stifle the laugh like a sneeze.
That's so cute. But also, the only person I know who does this is my 8-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Young kids, right?
Yeah. But my 8-year-old, literally, it's chones and pants all down to the point where my 14-year-old refuses to take him to the bathroom. Or if he does, he has to go into a stall. Because Justin does not, he can't.
Well, shouldn't big bro like teach him?
He tries, but for whatever reason, Easton will still just full chones down his little butt. He's going to be so mad when he hears that I told this story. But this is true as day. He will take down even his chonies at the urinal and just do his business.
Little crescent moon.
A full moon. It ain't crescent. It's full.
Well, I'm saying, yeah, but he's a, you know. It's a smaller moon.
It's a baby moon.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I don't do it personally. Nah. I always just do the front zip and then try to find the rabbit hole.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Wow, so you don't even unbutton? You just go straight through the zipper?
I just straight zip, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I mean,
hey, that's what it's there for, right?
I mean, these are our choices.
It's very convenient.
I mean,
and one day,
I wonder where with holes.
And one day, I will drop my pants down to the floor. And I will be that guy, 100%.
Doing it consciously is just funny, though.
Yeah.
Like, making the choice. Like, this is going to be me in 30 years. That's a choice.
I think the sweetest thing in the whole wide world was the fact that he was just going pee.
Yep.
Unbothered.
Unbothered. Yeah. Like, he didn't care.
You know what, though? Honestly, at that age, the prostate could be affecting him to the point where just any type of peeing standing up is a win.
Yeah.
That's a win for that man.
That's a good point.
My other thought was, what if he tried to do them in tandem and keep them up and he just lost control? And
That's really possible.
I mean, because what if he was midstream and they slipped and he was like, whoop. And
there they go.
Because if he tries to catch him, he's going to go
all
over
down.
Himself.
Oh, here we are making scenarios about this poor man.
Yeah. Well, no, because I get it. Like,
you got to go through the
motions. Have you had the pants slip before? Is that why you know that this is a possibility?
Maybe.
Well, sometimes if you're like, you're wearing some baggy pants, maybe a little too loosey-goosey up top, you got to do the spread. Yeah, do a nice spread to keep them up.
Yeah.
Oh, so that they hit like mid-thigh?
Yeah.
This is a new world for me.
Oh, yeah.
I know what you mean. I don't personally have to do that because my stuff isn't that baggy, but I know what you mean, though.
Right, right. Back unless you're wearing like tight jeans.
Yeah,
right.
In high school, for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, this gentleman was just...
you know what? I salute this man.
Owning his freedom.
I salute this man.
To do whatever. He's an American hero.
Sure.
He's a patriot.
Yep.
He's a patriot.
He loves it.
He's a patriot.
So Abe walks into the men's room and he notices there's a gentleman at the urinal with his pants down to his ankles.
Pants on the ground. Pants on the ground.
Yeah, you know, this man is an advanced age gentleman.
Yes.
I think we're going to give him a little slack today. Lawrence is surprised. What's up, man?
Listen, I know it may be shocking to see, but this man has earned whatever it is he wants to do. That his pants are at the floor, good for him. He has seen some stuff. 70 years old? He has been through so much life. His medicine cabinet probably looks like a pharmacy. I mean, this man is owed the respect of having his pants at the floor. You don't want to look, don't look, but let this man do what he needs to do.
Let the man drop his pants.
And you know what? Who's stopping him?
No, ain't nobody walking up to that man and being like, sir.
I wasn't about to say anything.
Who is acknowledging, giving him a tap on the shoulder going, hey, bud, your pants are on the ground. He'd be like, yeah, where do you want him to be? Up your No, they're on the floor.
It is a miracle he's even at the urinal.
I agree with you. Let that man live. He's a patriot. He is a legend. He will always live in infamy.
Live and let live.
Thank you.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.